It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 832.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? How are we? What's
good, mate? JJ? You're across the 2018 VP1.
2018? Mate, I can't remember what happened last week, to be honest. Let alone 2018.
It's the name of something, the 2018 VP1.
Well, it's not from the year 2018?
Maybe it started... But it's
okay.
It's
well, I'm not across it. It sounds like you're okay. Not either. Well,
yeah, I don't know much. No, but there was a news.com.au article that was you might have seen it. It said NASA predicts asteroid will make contact with Earth on the eve of the US election. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did. And I immediately jump in, like probably most people do, to see if the world's going to end then. Yeah. And they're just kind of brushing it over. We got the election. Don't worry about it. But I didn't get too much details. Like, I feel like they were slightly brushing over because they didn't really know. Give me the one over.
Well, because I caught myself yesterday while I was speaking to people. Like, I spoke to Jess on the phone. I said, "Hear about the asteroid?" Just like really just loving it as a fun fact because it feels like a very 2020 thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an American story too. So, just gathering that, well, it seems like it's a, NASA, American. NASA.
Yeah, sure.
And I feel like if it was really going to impact Australia, it's it'd be in the news. Or Daniel Andrews is just front and center, so you can't, there's nothing other than coronavirus here in Victoria.
Yeah, I wonder how much they know about the accuracy of where it's going to hit. But I did a bit of a deep dive this morning. When I say deep dive, I actually read an article.
Which is front from top to bottom?
Not that deep, but I read the a few sentences in. And so
did you read the headline? Is that what you did?
I read a longer headline.
Okay.
Daily Mail's headlines are essentially like full body text. Like that, I think they do about 100 words in their headlines.
You're totally right. And then they are banking on no one reading the rest of it because it's just sort of saying the same thing seven ways. Yeah.
So I was looking it up. So the 2018 VP1 has a 0.41% chance of crossing paths with Earth on November 2nd and entering the atmosphere. We heard this. It was in the news.com.au article. But the thing is, it's like 0.41. I'm like, man, and I know it seems small, but fuck, like it seems like if it's going to potentially end the world, it's the odds are still, it's still significant, right?
Of course. I mean, there's probably a less chance of winning Tats Lotto, but people still win Tats Lotto.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's how it works. But anyway, on The Verge, they were saying even if it did hit, no one would be in danger. The asteroid is a measly 2 meters or 6.5 feet across, making it slightly smaller than a compact smart car. If it did hit our atmosphere, it would completely disintegrate up above us and pose no threat to anyone below.
Yeah. Okay. So there's just some. I guess they have to report on it if they've spotted it.
No. Also, like, NASA do.
NASA. Yeah. NASA are like, guys,
you don't have to. No. Report on it.
I mean,
anyway,
there is
so that's so. I mean, are we happy or sad about that?
I mean, yeah, it seems like that's
planning on paying my bills. I was just going to sort of see how
that's
we
a win.
Went. Yeah,
no, I think that's a win. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world. Like right now, there is people at Buckingham Palace at the gates chanting "pedophile, pedophile." Like, think about that. Mm. They're the royal family. Mm-hmm. Like that. If that doesn't fucking Imagine a bunch of people at your parents' place, Josh, out the front yelling that. It'd like, how it would feel for the family itself. Yeah. And you guys aren't even famous.
I wouldn't go over there, I don't think.
Just another reason not to visit, to be honest.
Visit the parents, yeah.
But I cannot believe that, like, this year is fucking crazy. And then in Victoria, you've got,
which is the crazy bit, though, the fact that people are chanting it or the fact that there's a prince that's a pedophile.
Just the whole thing, just the royal family, tied up with, I mean, humans do fucked up shit and he's, and the royal family are just humans. Mm-hmm. But you'd think, you know, they've always been trying to, you know, sort of shield their reputation and make, you know, the queen, it's like that whole monarchy and the, you know, the sort of pompness of it. And, and then this happens. It's like, you can see how it could push the royal family into sort of, like in the future, what the royals look like over in England and what that all means.
Are because you excited by the royals?
Not at all. I mean, I'm fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by that sort of, I don't even understand it. Like, the Queen's amazing. She seems amazing.
What do you mean?
But I mean, she seems amazing. Like, just how long she's been the Queen,
how long she's lived. I did notice that because I saw Dan Andrews did a tweet, I think, for his, like, you know, congratulations to my son that's, you know, made it to 18. Like, I've always found the congratulations for birthdays interesting.
Well, 18's a good one. It's a significant that you're sort of an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the spotlight's on that guy. He's getting a lot of heat at the moment. Did you see that yesterday they announced in Victoria that on the 13th of September, they're going to extend the state of emergency another 12 months?
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, I get the problem with this stuff is I just don't understand enough. I think most people don't understand. So it's like we didn't even know what a state of emergency meant. Like, and we still don't fucking, like, we're doing what we're told at the moment, but we don't really understand. And so I guess you end up having a lot of people who, where I land with it is it's like there's heaps of noisy people saying that coronavirus is a, you know, fake news or whatever.
Mm.
And so then any noisiness, so people who are really full on about like, no, this is like, this is a dictatorship and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I take it with a grain of salt. But what do you know? You probably know more than what I do.
Well, all it took was just like, reading probably as much as you read of articles to find out the basics of what it means and why he's doing it. But then you see the reaction, like you said, and it was probably from the people that are... This morning, I was at just down the road at the coffee shop, and there's a sign that sort of is keeping people 1.5 metres distance on a park bench. And so there's like, say it's a three-seater and in the middle there's a sign. Mm-hmm. And so you have to sit either side of the sign. Mm-hmm. And on the sign, someone had used a black texture and written lies. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm assuming that the people who are coming out, and there's a few people sort of worrying about this. It's people who think it's a lie. And then there's people who are suffering from mental health that the thought of an extended lockdown makes them panic, which I understand. But from reading the article, all it means is they still have powers, probably, you know, a triggering word right now, they still have powers to enforce things like masks, social distancing, workplace COVID plans, things like if someone gets COVID, they have to isolate. And so outside, if there's not the state of emergency in place, it means that they don't have any rights to say to people who are sick, don't go out. If you go out, you're going to be fined. And so they can't bring that legal side into it. So, I mean, it seems pretty basic, but it is interesting thinking about, like, they still, I've been wearing the masks that you purchased, JJ, for the business, the ones from Breeze's dad.
Yeah.
And I look like a plasterer. I look like a plasterer at Smoko getting a coffee, but I'm safe. But I am, as they have extended it, and they aren't saying when masks are stopping, it's probably not going to be within this year in Victoria. So it's going to stay
lit. Nice Hessian.
Oh, mate, I am going. I want to get some kind of Gronk mask. I might get a print on it. I have been doing something. I've forgotten my mask a few times when I go out with Bodie. But here's the trick. If you've got a jumper and a t-shirt on, all you have to do is take your arms out of the sleeves of your t-shirt and then put your arms back into the sleeve of your jumper and you use your t-shirt and it works perfectly.
Great.
But I want to buy a designer one. But in terms of that sort of, you see the headlines that are triggering people, and it makes sense because it's tough times. Like, I found myself getting frustrated yesterday. Just, I get frustrated yesterday. Like, it's hard with a kid having them just watch television or trying. You just see how different their life is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can easily get caught up in feeling like it's changing their world. But they won't know. Like, he doesn't know. My three-year-old son won't. This isn't going to impact him for the rest of his life. It's like he's safe, he's happy, he's healthy.
Probably will, but it's...
But not in the way that I think.
But I think it could be in a positive way too, right? Like, it's... I think that we've had a good stretch of nothing really bad happening. And all of these things as, like, grit and resilience and things that will then help him in the future.
Of course. One question for you, JJ, is if when the vaccine comes out, will you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Are you?
Because I think that, I mean, it's a...
easier. I mean, I hate that, but it's, I mean, it's like, makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just looking up, like, the like other vaccines that have been rolled out. Like, we're not the first. We think about, like, smallpox, tetanus. These are all vaccines that were introduced. Polio. Mm-hmm. And so, they ended up, like, using vaccine to eradicate some viruses where they end up not needing to vaccinate anyone moving forward. And so, it's like, this has been happening for generations, people needing to take vaccines. And the problem is that if they don't get enough people vaccinating in the first round, it can not work. Like, the virus mutates. Like, they need to sort of hit it where it kills enough of the virus.
It seems like there's a lot... Like, the thing that I think that I land on with this stuff is there's a lot of uninformed, or maybe not even uninformed, maybe just selfish people that it's also very short-sighted as well. Like, I think most people that have problems, I understand, like, you hear, I definitely empathize with, you know, there was a guy I saw in a news article where he'd filmed, I don't know where he was, maybe he was in Dandenong or something, but he's like yelling at the police and saying, you know, he's lost his job and you guys are scum and all this sort of stuff. It's like, you can see where someone that's not able to do the personal work that they need to do to get through these hard times land on conspiracies, extremism of all forms. Like, I think that what we're seeing at the moment is huge amounts of extremism.
In what way?
In across... So, nothing can just be... So, it can't be let's do what we're being asked to do, or let's follow these guidelines. It always has to lead to conspiracies or our rights are being taken away. It feels pretty short-sighted. And I think that maybe part of it is me being in my apartment. It's like, I know, like, I realize that I'm in a privileged position because I don't really have many stresses at home. Like, it's pretty good. And so, I think that that's where it gets hard, is if someone hasn't got their home life in order, or they're not in a situation where they can, then obviously when you reflect and you look at your life, it's confronting, and that's where I guess...
Oh, dude.
But that's where, like, extremism in regards to any form happens. It's like people feeling sort of disenfranchised by everything and then saying, okay, I'm going, like, what, trying to find purpose. I wouldn't be surprised if extremism in every form goes up because people are isolated and trying to find shit to do. And so, whether that's Islamic terrorism stuff or it's fucking 5G conspiracy thing, like, I feel like that's, you know,
I mean, or extreme, like, fitness, or, you know, they're just very focused in a specific area. It can be positive. I mean, there will be a bunch of negative stuff, but you see how, like, you're having to think differently. You're having to experience, like, if this is something I've never experienced with Bodhi, just being home and having to be with him all the time, and, you know, Amy being home. And so, there's And so you can see the pressures that has.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's tough for pessimistic people at this point. Like, there's a... In all these situations have silver linings or at least positive, potential positive outcomes for relationships and, you know, connection with the people in your family.
Mm-hmm.
But then it sucks, you know. I think about the people who are who live alone. You know, it's, and that's tough. Like, that, that is tough. And so, because as we know, the stuff we want, you know, you could want community, you could want friendship, you could, all these things require effort. And sometimes if you're in a bit of a frump, which is understandable, you just fucking feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to act on the things that you know you even want. You want to connect with your mates, but you can't be fucked. And so, because you're feeling shit. And so,
I guess, like, what is it? What's the other option? I think is where I land. It's like, okay, so say if this was 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, like our life could, it could change forever. But it, say if it was 4 years or 3 years of radical change that we're having to make to then go back to something that looked like a normal existence where you're traveling and doing all of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, what else are we going to do? Like, I think that that's the weird, like, it's like, I'm sure there'll be a lot of interesting studies that come out of this around, you know, psychology and just social studies and how we sort of deal with this sort of stuff. But, I mean, we have an abundance of information, and so now, you can, if you don't want to wear a mask, you can go onto Google right now and type in reasons I shouldn't wear a mask. And you can go down a rabbit hole for an hour and read all of these and be convinced by the end that the last thing you're going to do is wear a mask. And so,
yeah,
I think that that's part of the problem.
Well, these things, I mean, these restrictions are pretty unique at this moment, but they've happened in the past, like, you know, not in our lifetime or our parents' lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is now, like you said, the information we have, the difference in the humans that are walking the earth based on all the input that we have. Like, we're the same, but we're also different. Like, you can just think about how different it was at a time with no smartphones and to now. You know, like, I wonder, we're smarter, well, or we're dumber because we have more information. I can search up something if I need to know the answer of it right now. That's one thing that pisses me off. People that ask questions when you could just Google them, to be honest. That's we're in this day and age, mate. If you have a question, some people send me questions sometimes. I'm like,
what sort of question?
Are you fucking for real? Are you for real? All I'm going to do is Google it.
Mm.
You've just outsourced your Googling.
Yeah,
if you're outsourcing your Googling, you've fucking lost the plot, to be honest.
There is the let me Google that for you. You know about that. So if you...
No?
So if you what Google, let me Google that for you, there's a website. I used to use it many years ago, but it's a... you type in what they need to Google search, and it gives you a link, and then you give it to them, and it opens up an animation where it has Google, and it types in the question, and it clicks Google, and it gives them the results.
Can you please tell me something you want me to Google? So I've just gone, it's lmgtfy.com, let me Google that for you.com. What about reasons to not wear a mask?
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Reasons to not wear a... Oh, it's up there. Mask. Okay.
And so search. Then you'll get a link?
And so, oh, right. Should I press search or get link?
Get link. You can go get link.
Get link.
And then
great.
Open slack like a new tab or... Yeah, you can slack it to me if you like. But you can also open it so you get to see the experience. Okay.
All right, here we go. So I've just put it back in. Oh, now it's going google.com, little animation. Reason not to wear a mask. Google search. It's a... Is it meant to be like a bit...
It's passive aggressive. Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, it's like, hey, what time is this? It's like, oh, yeah, here's the link, and it goes through and they can see. Like, it's... But I think it's perfect. Oh, that's what you need.
It is exact. How did I not know about this?
Yeah.
I wonder who's created that site?
I don't know. It's very old. It's like over 10 years old, I reckon.
God. Oh, yeah. So you can do it for a bunch of others. Let me Bing that for you.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Well, it's just got all these sort of ones mm-hmm. up the top, like a search, including.
Let's ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Yeah,
there's the other interesting stuff with all of this is like I don't feel that negative at the moment. Like I don't feel like I'm not really in the news cycle stuff. Like I'm not like entering into things. But then you have mates and like just general conversations where I think that we end up with this like common energy as a community that is like a little bit negative because everyone, like anyone that is negative or isn't doing sort of the personal work to work through their issues are then communicating it to fucking 10 other people, and then that expands and that expands. And so, like, to be honest, all the mask stuff or all these different things, like they're not, it's not even on my mind. I'm literally just I'm going a bit hermit, but it's fucking, I'm enjoying it. You don't need to like be thinking about it all that, like I don't know, like I've definitely, when was the last time you watched a press conference with Dan Andrews?
Oh, only snippets, but specific stuff. Like, I've got no interest about the numbers. They're seeing it go down is great, but I don't need to watch. Like, I remember the early days, that experience of sitting. I could imagine it's the similar vibe to the wartime where people were waiting for announcements from places. And so there was that vibe of we need to know this because there's, like, even just the fact that the state is putting on some sort of press conference to do the reveal and then hearing ScoMo's voice doing a Australian announcement, like that kind of shit. I remember back at the start of this, had that vibe where I was like a keen interest to listen, but now I can't be fucked. It's the same script at the start.
The other part is that what's happened now is that gronks who are in no position to make big decisions from a leadership or community perspective, like no, like just like absolutely no experience in it, all of a sudden is getting sort of insight, or they're getting sort of a peek behind the curtains in the decisions that are made, but they don't have the critical thinking or the understanding around these types of things to actually absorb what's happening, and so they just fucking push back so hard. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's hard. Like, I guess we're all just not used to, or majority of people aren't used to ambiguity, and so. I'm always surprised. I think there's probably a lot of the times that those feelings that people are having are literally just that, and there's not much we can do about it. There's the guy in Florida, conspiracy theorist, taxi driver in Florida, didn't believe in, you know, he thought it was a hoax, thought it was connected to the 5G stuff. His wife died from COVID. Like, they both got COVID. And then she fucking died. Now, so he's on Facebook going, "Hey guys, got that one wrong." Bit annoying that he has a dead wife because of it. But going on to something a little bit lighter.
Yeah,
David Blaine.
Oh, mate, I haven't been this into magic since I was 10.
Yeah.
I got a magic set. There was a store in the city. What's it called? There's a famous magic store in the Melbourne CBD. Yeah, I never
went. No, but it's...
I got one set, couldn't really do anything. I've been interested in magic, and David Blaine is he's done magic in front of the world's most famous people, the presidents, and you know, everyone. Everybody. You see
him eat a wine glass in front of Jeff Bezos. Like, he's done a lot of wine glass. It's just so. It's like, oh, I should have probably worn eye protection or whatever. This is very,
like, he literally said, "Jeff, can I have your wine glass?" And then skulls half of his wine, the rest of his wine, and then takes a chomp of his fucking glass. But
the thing is, it's like at that point, it's like, it's a funny thing because it's that moves towards just having a bit of a maniac in your like at your party at that point.
He's an absolute kook, and I love it because he was chomping on glass. That was a real glass, and he chomps it. You can eat glass.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a guy that was eating cigarettes.
Doesn't mean
he wasn't.
Should. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he fucking it. Should. He that guy died from eating too many cigarettes.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. You thought smoking cigarettes was the problem. No, don't eat them either. The So on August 31, Ascension is happening. Are you across this?
What's this? I don't know what ascension is.
So ascension is the special that's happening with David Blaine and YouTube, where he's going up, with balloons, like Up, like the movie, where he's
helium balloons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so on August 31, pending there's no crazy weather stuff, David Blaine will be going up in the air with balloons, and he then has the parachute in the balloons that he will then pull down with like some string, put the parachute on, and then parachute down. It's pretty ridiculous. And they're streaming the whole thing.
It's fucking crazy because it's like the, you know, picture in your mind, you give a little kid a whole bunch of helium balloons and then the kid somehow just starts floating away. Mm-hmm. He that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to float away with these balloons. But if one pops, he said that it'll come down and he doesn't have the parachute on yet.
Well, that's what he like really loves to talk about, why it's super dangerous.
Well, I think
like I think that that's the magic of it's like, he put an ice pick through his arm on Joe Rogan's podcast. And the funny thing was, it's like clearly Joe didn't want to do it. And Joe was only doing it because David was like, man, do you want to do it? And Joe's He's like, yeah, you want to do it. It's like, it's this weird thing where Joe's like, I don't know if I want to. He's like, come on. He's like, oh, but it's really dangerous. If you hit this fucking blood vessel, it could do this. It's like, mate, I don't have to do it. It's like, no, do it.
It's a comedian who has his set, because I've seen him do that same set on other shows. Like he's done the pick through the hand, which is the same as, you know, same trick. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, it is interesting. I said, it's like, we were messaging back and forth and I said, there's also, you know, like he's the most famous magician at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's also a bunch of magicians that people would probably call losers. They're, you know, they're a bit odd. They're a bit out there. They're not losers, but they're just quirks that are into something that they haven't been able to turn into something like he has.
Yeah.
And so it automatically gets categorized in a different category based on there's no success behind it. So it's like, think about all the, you know, the gypsies in Europe that are trying to con people by doing magic. And like, they're still magicians.
Have you seen, I think it's Margot Robbie. Is that who it is? Have you seen him do magic on her?
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism. I actually meant like they did magic. But that was ridiculous. That was like, and like the whole... It's what I really respect from it is I think that there's a bunch of like nerdy kids who will pick up magic because what he associates is it's like he's the guy, like he's the guy when he's in a room, everyone's like fucking surrounding him. He's got all of the attention. He'll be, I'm sure if you think about it, what do kids say they want to do now in 2020? Like
YouTuber.
Yeah, they want to be a YouTuber, right?
Oh, probably TikToker now.
Really?
Maybe the young kids. Maybe.
Is YouTube TikTok less of a job than a YouTuber? I don't know.
Well, there's some rich TikTok kids.
There's a lot of rich people not doing much.
The fame, it's the thing that connects. No one's saying I want to be a Hollywood movie star anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not.
But also, I don't. I'm not devaluing people who are doing comedy or doing clever stuff. Mm. What I take sort of what I push back on is the idea that you are this single platform person. Because if you look at it, like there's been a bunch of platforms that have come and gone. What was the what was Twitter's video one they bought? Six seconds.
Six seconds. Vine.
Yeah. Like, and a bunch of Vine, like the people who weren't Vine stars, but were actually like just stars. They were just talented, went on and created really successful YouTube channels. And
Logan Paul.
And so, but what I wonder is if you think about the YouTube audience and then you think about just the time that we're at, like 2020, weird time. Imagine being a kid and because it's going to be live streaming for a few hours, they say. Like it's going to take a while to do everything. But he's got the videos of him planning it all and preparation. He had to get his fucking hot air balloon license to be able to do this. But so imagine being a kid and watching this whack guy, David Blaine, do this thing. Like, it's going to inspire maybe like Casey Neistat inspired vlogging. Maybe we'll see a bunch of YouTube magicians.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you don't know who will bring you inspiration until you see it, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the weird thing about humans, that we don't know what we like until all of a sudden you've experienced something. You're like, oh my God.
Well,
like,
that's squeegee.
And then you don't choose it necessarily.
Yeah.
You don't choose it because
true. Yeah.
And that's the weird thing about life. Like, I mean, that's what gets into the thought about free will.
Interesting.
Being, I mean, there's conversation around free will not being what we think it is, or it's not being in existence. So, me deciding to move which finger, I didn't decide, even though I thought and throw attention towards it. But even in life, it's like, it's interesting, like you being the guy that's really into certain areas. So, audio, it's like all your past experience, like, that's just you as the little quirky dude you are that just somehow like evolved, and me going the direction I have and the things I'm into. It's like, you can't explain that, right? Yeah, yeah. And so that's hard when you, and that's why when you want people to be into the shit that you're into, it's very hard, because why are you into what you're into? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just does something to me. You know, it's weird. And so that's when I think the comparison thing is very dangerous, because you can easily look to someone else's success and feel the comparison. But the reality is that you didn't choose the stuff you're into.
Yeah.
You didn't choose where you're born.
Strange,
you didn't choose
it?
Your fucking parents. You didn't choose anything. You can think you chose what you got for dinner, but then did you choose that you're into Mexican? No, you didn't. You're into Mexican. Like, you're into the flavors. You're into the flavors of a chimichanga.
Or maybe it was it just early? Like, is it that point? Is it environment? Is it sort of, because I was eating Mexican at such a young age, like Mexican, you know, you have families that are like Chinese restaurant families. Like, they're going to go somewhere, they're going to Chinese. Like, for my family, it was like, we're going to Mexican. But then,
definitely.
But then there's the thing, like, my brother James lives in North Carolina now, and we, my family have gone to the US so many times, and it's like, maybe there's something in that, because the food, we're like, oh, I'm going to fucking have delicious Mexican food and all of that sort of shit.
Well, Bodie and I, we love going skateboarding, and he loves sort of going fast and doing jumps. And, like, to be honest, I didn't choose that for him. Because there's a chance that he wouldn't have enjoyed any of that shit.
So
he's got friends
that
hate
it. So here's the thing. So you created an environment, though, where he could test that. There's probably heaps of kids who would be fucking going down some dirt jump or whatever, but their family might be a little bit more sort of conservative with what they get them to do. So
But then he misses out on all these other things that he might be truly aligned with, because I mean, you could say... Exactly. And daddy knows fuck all.
What's 6 times 6?
It's 36.
It's very good.
6 is a... mate, you asked me the easiest one. I know, yeah, all, like...
I want you to shine.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks. But it is... just when you do sort of look at your existence like you haven't chosen a bunch of these things. And that's not to say you don't have power to make choices to guide you in the right direction. But you could be doing a bunch of stuff just because it's... how you've, you know, it's just you've ended up there.
Well, so there is that whole thing. We've spoken about this recently. It's like, control your controllables. I wonder, the thing that I don't know yet, I'm not clear on, is the people, the outrageousness, the people who it's like, yeah, this is, you know, a dictatorship and like I want to go out. Like, maybe we need that. So maybe there needs to be a certain level of the population who are misbehaving, doing all of this sort of stuff, to then make us, or maybe misbehaving is the wrong word, pushing back on what government's doing, so that then it forces a level of clarity. I can't be fucked with it. I don't think it's like, for me, It doesn't seem necessary. And it seems like I don't think when you see the arguments, you don't see really great arguments around these things. Maybe one is around, you could say, okay, protect the vulnerable or like, but these are so, like, the hard bit is the information, ideas, all of this isn't static. It's constantly moving. And so, but what everyone wants, and this is the same with cancel culture, it's like everyone wants everything to remain the exact same way. That's why people are like pissed off that their lives are changed to what it used to be. But like look at the WHO, the, you know, the World Health Organization stuff. They weren't like really promoting wearing masks much at all.
No.
Like for the longest time, we thought it was a surface sort of a virus that spread through surfaces. We'll fucking clean, like we were, you know, wiping up our fucking Uber Eats bags and putting, like, I mean, I haven't washed my hands in 7 weeks.
Well, you've been at home. You have been having Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Just quickly, KFC have dropped the finger licking chicken.
Oh, no.
They've dropped that for the next little while, for foreseeable future. They don't know when he'll be back, but there's no more finger licking chicken. I mean, we got Doritos yesterday and Bodhi put his hand out to me and said, "Daddy, lick my fingers." And I said, "You've lost the plot, mate. You've lost the plot."
Yeah, that's too much.
It's
what'd you say to him?
I said, "No, that's disgusting. We can't do that, mate. We can't do that."
And what did he say?
He licked them. He just put them straight in his own mouth. Yeah, yeah. I said, "That's your problem."
Yeah. I mean, it's it's good. Like, I think that things aren't as... I know it seems dire and, like, it's in a privileged position to be here being like, it's not that bad. And obviously, like, mental health has such a big part in all of this too. So, it's like, I'm having a good day. So, I might as well... Like, good. I think that part of it is I'm wary of... You can almost, like, emulate the mood around you. So you see other people being a certain way and then it's like,
yeah,
that whole like misery loves company and you're just like, fucking this is bullshit and that's why all these things. But I mean, I'm not, I think that there is this middle ground where it's like, I don't like hate people that are doing like all the, like the non-masking. I think that it's a bit dumb, but I understand that everyone's on a different journey. The frustrating thing is that it's going to affect other people and it's going to affect people's livelihoods and all of that sort of thing. But it's like, I don't know. I think like just taking off the intensity of it all is helpful. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a unique journey. It's a unique journey.
Do you think there's anything like me being a hermit or whatever? Do you have any criticism of that? Or do you think that that's triggering for people seeing like being disengaged in the process?
Oh, yeah, but I can understand that their view would be like, you're not considering all this, and this. And so it's you're informed in your own way and they're informed in their own way.
But I'm not saying I know ever, like that's the whole thing. It's like the... All we know is
but it's
know.
It's a version of a stance. Taken a stance. And so that's all I'm saying. They would just point out that what you're saying is the stance. You're choosing not to engage and look at fucking research, mate.
Yeah.
You fucking haven't read Twitter.
Get on Reddit and do your own research. It's a bit of that.
Yeah.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Also, I think we'll have some guests in September. Who would you love to, like, I think we just have a few guests, maybe one a week, just in this time. I feel like it's nice having these conversations and not forcing any guests to deal with our shit. But if you have an idea of who you think would be great, hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. Go outside if you want to. Don't also if you want to.
Get your hour if you're in Victoria.
Yeah. Stay safe. Have a good one. Bye.
See you guys.